If someone were to tell me 10 years ago that I'll be cooking for money, I'll tell them I'd rather become an astronaut. My name is Ilya. I'm a self-taught home chef showcasing modern Malay cuisine. So in 2022, I was on MasterChef Singapore Season 3 and I made it to the top 5 until episode 8 like that lah. I joined MasterChef to be on TV. But when I was eliminated, I was gutted. I was really kicking myself even after I left because I really wanted to win. So this was the scene where I just won the challenge, but my reaction wasn't showing much because I didn't think like I was worthy of winning because I felt like I could do more. There was a celebrity guest judge who appeared on the show, and when he spoke about the local cuisine, he kind of left out Malay, Singaporean cuisine. So this was the trigger that got me started to do a modern Malay experience from a home setting. My mom never allowed me in the kitchen, so whenever I wanted to use the kitchen, I was like a ninja. Like, she didn't know that I was in the kitchen ever because it was spotless before and after. But my brother, he used the kitchen once and he got banned from using it. Most of the cooking techniques I've learned was from TV. I'm a food nerd lah. But never really practiced it until I joined MasterChef. So I've done many types of jobs before. Most recently, I was a food delivery rider. And it was during that time when I got really curious as to what different groups of people eat, especially the more atas kind. And it made me wonder, can my food pass off as their kind of food? So today, I'm going to be making my version of telur masak kicap, which is like a starter, like a mousse bouche one-biter that starts off the whole meal. Telur masak kicap is a humble dish that every Malay household enjoy. When I was smaller, I used to eat this maybe 2-3 times a week, but we never serve it to guests that come to our house. So I thought of putting this on the forefront of our menu so that people, not only Malays, will be able to enjoy it lah. Caramelized onion, soy confit egg yolk, burnt onion cream, a little bit of soy caviar, lime leaf powder. One bite.
I don't know how to explain. It kind of tastes familiar and yet not really like anything I've had.
The first ever service that I did, I broke down. And I thought about it lah. I thought about if this was really my thing. Yeah, because it was hard. I almost gave up. So this is one of the many R&Ds that we do for Sudu. It's just to see whether the balance is okay, whether it suits in the different menus. We do this quite often. Very expensive process, but it is needed. It's building onto something. Definitely not a finished product. So when we first started Sudu, it was mainly Malay majority. After some time, we called an influencer and then it changed the whole demographics. We've had a mixture of non-Malays, which I really welcome because it's not something that they're familiar with, the flavours. That is a different experience for them and for me because I get to learn. Remember there was one French diner. He was sitting across from the kitchen in the sense that he could see what I was doing. And then he was just sitting down there, he was nonchalant, he was showing no reactions, he was just like judging me, you know. Then every time I bring out a dish, he will ask me like the method of cooking, the temperature, whatever. Oh, this guy, hard to please. Yeah, but at the end of the day, he turned out to be very nice. He loved the whole experience. So I thought, if I can convert a French guy, that must be a success lah. It must be, I must be on the right path lah. So at Sudu, we don't just focus on the food. We also add traditional Malay elements like batik, the watercolour illustrations on the menu showing different ingredients. Even the napkins are folded to look like keris. Previously, I was an education consultant. Now, I'm still doing the same, but educating on Malay culture. So when diners leave, I hope they don't just leave with a full stomach, but also with knowledge of Malay food and culture.